And a fenced area around the barn for the animals to walk around.
That'd be a pen.
Okay. And cotton would grow out in the area where cotton is planted. It'd be called the cotton
field.
What would you call something smaller than a field?
A pasture.
Okay. Anything else?
A lot.
About what size would each of these be?
A lot to me would be about, oh, I'd say 100 yards square.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things would you grow in?
You wouldn't grow anything in a lot. It'd be a place where a horse was pinned up, or cows or something in there, you know.
What
chickens
about
or
pasture?
Something.
You wouldn't grow anything there?
Pasture to me means grass.
Mm-hmm. What about a small area, say, where sweet potatoes could be planted? You'd call that a potato?
Patch.
How big would a patch be?
Patch to me would be about no larger than this house right here, you know, a floor plan of this house. Not very big.
And when you want to break up the ground for planting, you break it up with a
plow.
What different kinds of plows do people used to have?
Boy, you're going back too far for me. A middle buster.
Uh-huh. What did that look like? Have you ever seen it?
No. I've seen them, I'm sure. A furring plow.
Uh-huh. Do you know how any of these work?
No.
What about something that had teeth in it and break the ground up finer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of that.
Do you ever hear of a spring tooth? Harrow or harrow?
I've heard that. Harrow, but I mean harrow. But that doesn't mean anything to me.
And something that, do you ever hear of anything called a lizard?
Never.
It's kind of a plow. What about a gee-whiz?
I've heard of a gee-whiz. Now, they use gee-whizzes here.
What is it exactly?
I don't know, but I've heard that all my life.
They use it still?
No, uh-uh. But they call it a gee-whiz. They might. I don't know. They could.
What about when you're growing cotton? Well, now they've used just chemicals, but they used to keep to thin the cotton out. They'd go out with a hoe,
mm-hmm.
And what would they say they would be doing?
Hoeing. Oh, you mean to thin it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of scraping or chopping?
Chopping? But the chopping, oh yeah, of course, chopping is what they do around here when they thin it. Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of grass that they'd be trying to get rid of?
Johnson grass.
Okay. Anything else?
Primarily Johnson grass. Maybe Bermuda a little bit. Maybe I don't know, some kind of weed, I'm sure, but I primarily Johnson grass is the problem around here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been interested in farming yourself?
No.
In farming?
I love to plant things in the yard, but not farming.
Do you have much land with this house here? Enough for a garden?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. I plant flowers.
What kinds of fences do people used to have?
A rail fence?
Uh-huh. Do you ever see those?
They had them in the hill area around here, never in the bottom land.
You know,
a picket fence?
Huh?
A picket fence, a stick fence.
What was a stick fence?
Just a board stuck in the ground, straight up and down.
Not as elaborate as a picket
no,
fence?
No, uh-uh. It'd just be like a fort palisade, you know, just stuck in the ground.
You know, with the rail fence, if you wanted to raise the height of it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you could.